All right, I'm here with my man, Congressman Byron Donalds, live in Chicago at Trump Tower. Great job today with the press conference. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why Kamala's afraid of doing those things. That's not too bad at all. You actually get to cover a lot of ground pretty quickly.
Yeah. Let's talk about Philadelphia, because obviously Pennsylvania's must-win state.
Yeah.
We talked about food deserts earlier. Crime.
Yeah.
Right, and these woke prosecutors, people like Larry Krasner in my town. You mentioned how the morale of the police is down. I can tell you the Philly cops have said a lot of that too, and they've also said people are reluctant to call them because they know that if somebody gets picked up, the person will be back on the street tomorrow.
Yeah,
right. So then the neighbors, there's no cooperation.
You got to deal with retribution at that point,
because mm-hmm.
if you call, you call the cops on somebody who's a bad actor, bad dude, and the police just recycle them. What's that perpetrator going to do? First thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you called the police on me? Okay, let me come see you. I mean, look, I grew up in the inner city of New York. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. So what I'm talking about is not some political statement. These are the realities on the ground, in tough neighborhoods. And so that's why you got to have a functioning police department that's supported, and you got to have DAs actually do their job and not be political with their job. And I think that's one of the reasons why, if you look at a lot of these states that embrace these policies, people are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
What I wish I said in there and I forgot, but I didn't go down that line. But Kamala Harris comes from the number one state in the country where citizens are leaving. Tim Walz is the governor for the number seven state in the country where people are leaving. So why would we put two people whose states master in American citizens leaving their states to run the country? Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
That is not that's not a value add for me. I'm a finance guy. And so, you don't hire a CEO when their last job, they lost customers.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of not the thing. You want CEOs who know what they're doing, that add customers. And so we need leadership that's going to make sure that the American people are thriving no matter what state they're in. And that's Donald Trump.
When we talk about the issue of voters in places like Pennsylvania, right? And you've got a Democrat party that's crazy, where you got AOC on the stage last night saying Donald Trump would sell the country for a dollar. Talk about her knowing finance, right? A dollar. And then you got John Fetterman, the U.S. Senator, who's not even here because he supports Israel and he supports a secure border. So what does it say? And the crazy people then knocking down the fencing. What does it say about the state of this Democrat party that AOC is on the stage last night?
I mean, they say they're a party of joy, but that's a lie. They're really a party of fear. They're a party of sowing fear. That's why they, try to bring up all this gaslighting, like Donald Trump would sell the country for a dollar.
A dollar.
That's just crazy. And it's also terrible business. I mean, Joe Biden sold out the country for $27 million. We know that. That actually came out in the Oversight Committee report, of which, I was a part of that. We can document that. But that's just what they do. They lie, they dissemble, they gaslight, they stoke fears, they use emotion. But they don't talk about the actual things that matter. What is the policy? How is it going to impact middle-income families, poor families, senior citizens, small business owners, large business owners, entrepreneurs? Like, how does it affect people? They will never have that conversation with you. Because if they have that conversation with you, you'll quickly realize they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Talk to me about fracking. Last time you were on my radio show, we talked about how Kamala Harris is flip-flopping on this. You know what's amazing about this is that she's offered no explanation for why she suddenly now does not want to ban fracking.
Well, real quick, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go for it.
I've not heard her from her position of wanting to ban fracking.
This is why he's the man right here.
She's not said that. And the reason I know she hasn't said that is because she doesn't answer questions. They sent some low-level staffer who could be fired in a heartbeat to put out some memo saying that, oh, no, that's not her position anymore. Well, how the hell are we supposed to know that? How are the people of Western Pennsylvania supposed to know this? They don't.
Mm-hmm.
What, you're just going to take the word of NBC News, because NBC News regurgitated what some low-level staffer said that the sitting vice president has said when she ran for president in 2020, she wanted to ban fracking? Her words, not mine. She's not said anything. So as far as I'm concerned, she still wants to ban fracking. Say something different, Kamala. Talk to the press.
There you go. You see, boom, right there. That's a great point. She has not actually said. She hasn't said a lot of things. So, but we know their record, right? So the old saying that I know you love your mom. I love my mom, right? The two women from New York City, your mom, my mom. When somebody shows you who they are, pay attention, right? So their actions and Tim Walz's actions too, going after energy. I mean, the guy's been a green nut, you know, with his policies too. To think that they would suddenly now support energy workers in Pennsylvania, it's ludicrous.
No, it's very stupid way to look at things. They're not going to do it. They're going to go back to the Green New Deal foolishness. That's what their plan is. They just have to get through the election. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important for people in Pennsylvania to look at that for what it is. They're just saying whatever they got to say to get you to agree to the date. And once you agree to the date, then it's all bets are off at that point. We know what they're going to do. I'd say take them at their word, not the word of a low-level staffer, not the word of some glitzy campaign ad. Just go to YouTube and look at Kamala Harris describe her own positions over the years. That's all the research you need. Like, I think the best campaign ads we could run are just her own words. Mm-hmm. You know, like Donald Trump's already did it. She said, at the thing where she said she was going to control prices for everything, for food, she said, the price of beef is up 50%. Price of bread is up 50%. And he just cuts. I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message. You're right. Those are your own words. That's your record, and you're horrible. And so I think that's what we got to do. They have not said anything or done anything or demonstrated that they are going to reverse course on their policy. And do you know how I know this? Because AOC looked real happy on that stage last night. Nobody's heard a peep out of Bernie Sanders, have they? Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Warren isn't saying a word. Let them try to reverse course on those policies. And those three individuals and many more will start coming out of the woodwork and they'll start raising hell. That's how you know Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are not going to do anything about supporting energy in Pennsylvania.
Last question for you, Congressman Byron Donalds. It's always a pleasure to get together. Next time you're in town, we grab a cheesesteak together. What kind of cheese are you putting on top of that?
Provolone.
My man. See, that's the only answer. That's the only answer.
What are we doing?
Wiz is for rookies and tourists. Thank you. I'm sorry, J.D. Vance, but that's just a fact.
And Tim Walz. The white boy tacos.
Yeah, what's up with the white boy tacos? Can we talk about that?
No, let's talk about this seriously, because apparently, like, media is all excited that I talked about the tacos. First of all, he lied. The man, first of all, how are you going to lie about your tacos, man? You don't got to lie about your tacos for Kamala Harris. Like, this is how dumb this is. You lying. The man talk about how, he does white guy tacos. Just, and she goes, what did she say? Tuna and mayonnaise? Like, she doesn't even know what she's talking about. That's what she said in the video. And so he's like, oh no, you know, I just use beef and cheese. And he's like, oh, black pepper is as good as it gets. So Al Franken, who used to be the senator for the state of Minnesota, had a cooking contest every year. Tim Walz won the cooking contest 3 years in a row. And what did he cook? Tacos with green chilies and peppers and all the stuff, the way you're supposed to do it.
Right.
The man's won a cook-off, cooking tacos, but then talk about how he used white boys. Like, don't lie. Have you ever known a cook to cook something and not eat it?
No.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. It's not real. Like, you're not a real person. Like, they went into Sheetz. And by the way, I love Sheetz. Sheetz is amazing. I was in Pennsylvania, I think it was Scott Perry. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Somebody took me to Sheetz, and I was like, man, what's this? They're like, man, it's Sheetz. They got some of the best breakfast sandwiches you could get.
Great.
We're in overtime right now, so we're just talking.
I'm just saying, though, we're Wawa people where I broadcast from in Philly. But it's all right. It's cool. Wawa versus Sheetz. It's all right. We still like them.
Okay.
I mean, it's better. And the Biden administration is going after them, trying to prosecute them, as you know. Sheetz.
Yeah, I know this.
Yeah, for criminal background checks on people. They're actually going after them in court because Sheetz said, we want to have criminal background checks on the people we hire. And then there's Kamala Harris going into Sheetz the other day campaigning in there. The hypocrisy, right?
Thank you. Like, you could have bought your Doritos at a 7-Eleven, Kamala. But here's the bigger thing. Again, she's trying to be phony, trying to act like she knows what's going on, but she's suing them. Let me ask this question.
You're asking me questions now. I love this. All right, do you want the microphone?
I'm going to ask you a question. I don't even know. Okay, here's a question. If you a chip lover, and you stop at a gas station to get chips.
Yeah.
Don't you generally know where the chips are?
Yeah.
Do you need your husband and the VP nominee to hand you a bag of chips? No, you don't. The chip. I mean, Kamala. Sis, the chips are on an end cap. That's where they are. In just about any store in the country. And look, I don't want to demean it because, you know, when you're the vice president, I get it. You don't. She probably doesn't go shopping anymore. People do that for her, and I understand that. But this is where somebody in the campaign goes, okay, miss. Now, ma'am, when you walk in, the Doritos are like right there. Just bust a left. Come in the store and bust a left, and the Doritos are right there. It's this whole production. She's walking in there like she's really enjoying her time in Sheetz. And then Doug hands her the Doritos, but then they had to cut it again where Tim hands. I mean, it's just fake. Don't be fake. That's all I'm saying. Just be who you are. It's cool. I got to talk to JD about the Cheese Whiz. That ain't
you got to talk. You got to set him straight, all right? Provolone, man. Provolone. Congressman Byron Donalds. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Take it easy.